This is the I Am a Mainframer podcast, brought to you by the Linux Foundation's Open Mainframe Project. Episodes explore the careers of mainframe professionals and offer insights into the industry and technology. Now your host, Senior Analyst and Vice President of Sales and Business Development at Futurum Research, Stephen Dickens.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the I'm a Mainframer podcast brought to you by the Linux Foundation's Open Mainframe Project. My name's Stephen Dickens, I'm your host. I'm joined by Jabril, Jason and Sharif. Hey guys, welcome to the show.
How's it going?
Hi, how's it going?
So thank you so much for joining us. We're here at Share in New Orleans. They're packing up the show behind us. You might hear some random noises as they start to wrap up. But let's get the listeners and viewers orientated. Let's go understand a little bit about you and what you're doing, how you're getting into the technology. So maybe let's start with you.
So what we're doing here is basically trying to get a deeper understanding of the mainframes and what's going on in the world. They were telling us a lot about how it's shifting, what's going on, how it's advancing, and how it's just coming to where it's time for us to step in. They're saying a lot of it is being developed in a way that they just need us to hop on for them. And so that's what we're here for. We're trying to understand it and see what we can do.
Fantastic. And what's your experience been this week?
My experience has been, it's been quite interesting. I love learning about the history of how much it's evolved over time. Mm-hmm. Before, you know, it was the size of towers, but now you can get the size of a fridge, and it's amazing to see how short of a time it's changed over time.
And you, Jason?
I've had a great experience, honestly, if I may say. Just being here, seeing different companies, talking to different people, networking, and getting my name out there is just a great experience.
Fantastic. Yeah. So we're representing here for your college. So where are you guys at college, and where are you in that academic journey?
We are from Albany State University in Georgia. Albany State University in
Not
Georgia.
Not Albany in New York.
Not Albany in New York.
Let's get that right. And the Rams, right?
Yes, we are the Rams, the unsinkable. So we've come here. What? Can you repeat the question for me?
Yeah, so where are you guys at, kind of college-wise, seniors?
I am a senior currently. Yeah.
Senior as well.
I'm a senior, graduating December.
Okay. Yeah. So what's your view looking ahead? Where are you starting to look at the job market, first jobs in tech? Are you thinking about the mainframe space?
Oh, definitely. Especially now that, you know, the further you get to, or the closer you get, I should say, to graduation, you start narrowing down your options. You start thinking about what you're going to do in your future when you graduate. And so definitely, mainframe, the whole mainframe, I think of it as a universe, you know. Mm-hmm. That is something I would definitely want to be a part of. I definitely want to be into. I want to be hip, if you will.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
I like it. How about you?
Me, honestly, I'm a senior as well, graduating next fall. So at first, I was interested in the front-end development. Mm-hmm. But now after hearing about the mainframe and see how much it's actually needed right now, I'm looking into doing more research on my mainframe.
Yeah, fantastic.
Same with me. I am a senior graduating next fall. As he said, I was looking at the front end and still am. I could dabble with both. But hearing about the mainframe has definitely influenced me to want to explore more into it to get into that back end area.
So, as you said, big mainframe universe, lots of technology. What's been that one technology, you know, is it MVS? Is it the ZOS stuff? Is it the Kix, the DB2? What's been that thing that you've most sort of gravitated towards?
I'll say the ZOS, the operating system. Yeah. That and COBOL. I know that, you know, one is the operating system, one is the software. And it's really unique to just see how those two things play such a big part in the mainframe. You know, without one part, you can't have the other. So, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah, same. The ZOS is my cup of tea as well. To be honest with you, the COBOL part is new to me. Mm-hmm. So I am going to research that and see how well I can get comfortable with that.
There's some real pathways. Some of the vendors have done a really good job of making COBOL a lot easier to get into. Mm-hmm. How about you?
IBM did a good job with explaining the ZOS to us. Mm-hmm. With COBOL, it was my first time hearing also. Yeah. Definitely want to get into more dabbling with that and learning about what it's about. But ZOS definitely is something I'm interested in.
I've had a lot of people on the show, people with 20, 30, 40-year careers on this platform. I think my advice to you guys would be dig in, get started.
Right.
Get into that set of West.
Definitely.
That's going nowhere. We've got Matt, I was chatting to Matt Whitbourne, who's the guy who runs product management for set of West. They just brought out a new version. They'll be bringing out another new version. Now, that platform's continuing to evolve, so stay involved. So as we start to think about wrapping up, you guys are maybe just thinking about finishing your college careers. What advice would you be giving to other college kids who are thinking, hey, I've got to get into tech, I've got to start to pick where I'm going to go next, maybe they're looking to start college? What would your advice be?
Honestly, my advice would be to first explore research. And then when you find something that you kind of gravitate towards that you're interested in, go for it. You know, don't wait. Don't be, I guess you could say, like, kind of rocky, you know. Mm-hmm. If it's something that you're interested in, go for it. One of my biggest things is, like I said, I'm graduating in December, and I just found out, I won't say I found out, but I took the interest to explore what a mainframe was with the help of my professor, Dr. Orr, and he's been preaching it, been talking about it, but you know, it's just one of those things that was like, I had so much things I was thinking about prior. So my advice would be definitely to go for it. You know, you'll never know until you figure, you know, until you give it a try.
Great advice.
Yeah, so
that's
go for
great
it.
Advice.
Yeah.
My advice, I would say, is, as you said, definitely explore your options, see mm-hmm. what you're comfortable with. Because for me personally, I was interested in cybersecurity at first, in my freshman and sophomore year. But then I got to realize, you know, it wasn't my cup of tea, but yeah. I got into front development. You know, I actually enjoy doing this. So aside from, you know, exploring your options, actually testing what you like, I would say
try things out.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Don't,
try
yeah.
it out. Yeah.
Don't be afraid to fail, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to fail.
That's good advice. And yourself?
I would just tell them to just stay strong and stay with what they're doing, because you may not start off the strongest, but you're going to end at the highest point.
Right.
Because coming into here, I was scared, I was afraid, and I was really nervous, thinking, oh, I may not make it, I may not do it. But hearing so many people's success stories and how they started off from nothing to be CEOs of companies, VPs, and just these big name titles.
There's such a path. Yes. There really is, especially in this community. It's such a path for you guys to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll add that I didn't realize that there's a lot of people in this industry now that, you know, they kind of say they're here by accident. Like they had no intentions, no plans to be working in the mainframe, but now they're here working with mainframe stuff and they love it. So that just inspired me, because I'm like, where do I go? Like I was feeling out of place when I first got here, because I didn't know. I felt like I had to come here with some stuff, knowing COBOL, knowing how the mainframe works, knowing, you know, how to pitch it and sell it or whatever, you know, as far as sales go. So, you know, I feel like, you know, I have somewhere to stand firm now.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So one of the questions I ask all the guests on the show, and I'm really, really interested in your perspective, where do you see the mainframe 5 years from now? You guys are coming in, you're exploring the technology, maybe seeing some of the things for the first time. Where do you see the platform 5 years from now?
I'll say, honestly, the platform is going to be bigger than it is now. I honestly agree that the more people find out that, you know, what I do every day is no longer taken for granted, because it needs a mainframe. You know, that Amazon purchase, swiping your card, going to Starbucks, buying a coffee, you know, like when they started to figure out, well, the mainframe is what's allowing me to walk out, you know, without being in trouble, you know?
Yeah, right.
So when they find out, I think people will start to gravitate towards mainframes and understanding what a mainframe is. At least that's what I did when I found out.
Fantastic. Yeah. And yourself?
I feel like 5 years from now, it's hard to even say where to be at, because technology evolves so fast.
Right. Yes.
And it's one of those things where you don't have to technically be an expert to make it evolve. It could be someone, a freshman in college, and he's playing around and figure out something maybe NASA couldn't figure out themselves.
Yep.
And then, behold, it's a new opportunity, new development.
And yourself?
As they said, it's developing at a really good rate right now. It's going to expand. It's going to be one of the biggest things. And some people say that it was dying out at one point. I believe that we're just now beginning to see what it really can
definitely
be.
Definitely.
Well, guys, thank you so much for being on the show. Thanks for putting up with the background noises and as they're tearing up. But really appreciate you being on the show, and great to hear your perspective.
We appreciate the opportunity. Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You've been watching the I'm a Mainframer show. Please click and subscribe and do all those things to boost the algorithm. And we'll see you next time. Thank you very much for watching.
Thank you for tuning in to I Am a Mainframer. Liked what you heard? Subscribe to get every episode or watch us online at openmainframeproject.org. Until next time, this is the I Am a Mainframer podcast. Insights for today's mainframe professionals.